The revolutions of 1848 had seemed to offer an opportunity for this kind of Italian national movement. In Sardinia, Piedmont, a liberal constitution had been drafted, the so-called Statuto, a liberal document that was moderate. It was certainly not a republican document, certainly not a radical document, but the sort of moderate liberal constitutional monarchic solution that mainstream liberals were advancing in this period. Another solution was being offered by Mazzini and by Giuseppe Garibaldi, another Italian leader interested in Italian national unification, which was a far more dramatic, far more radical and republican notion of Italian unification. The papacy, the Habsburgs, still stood in their way. In 1848, Mazzini and Garibaldi had been able to, for a very brief period, create a Roman Republic, hoping to make Rome the capital of an Italian national state. The papacy had been pushed aside. In 1848, the Kingdom of Sardinia, Piedmont, went to war not once but twice with Habsburg Austria. From March to July of 1848, Charles Albert had led Sardinia, Piedmont in war against the Habsburgs, hoping to dislodge them from northern Italy. The Habsburgs had prevailed, defeated the House of Savoy. And then in March of 1849, Charles Albert tried his hand at this again, declaring war on the Habsburgs for the second time within a year. This campaign, this war lasted 6 days, and Sardinia Piedmont was forced to surrender. And Charles Albert would abdicate in favor of his son Victor Emmanuel, who would be the man who would oversee the process of unification that would come. Cavour, the chief minister for Victor Emmanuel, was not enthusiastic about the Roman Republic or about any kind of romantic liberalism as he saw it. This kind of grassroots radicalism that Mazzini and Garibaldi seemed to favor. At the close of the revolutions of 1848, with Sardinia, Piedmont defeated by Austria, Austria maintained control of Lombardy and Venetia, these two prosperous provinces in the north of Italy, and to the great dismay of Italian nationalists, the French sent troops to Rome. Louis Napoleon, as we've seen, dispatched French troops to defeat the Roman Republic and to restore the papacy. And those French troops would remain in Rome from the end of the revolutions of 1848 down to 1871, thereby making France, in some ways, a roadblock to Italian unification as well. There were several approaches to the problem of Italian unification. Mazzini had believed and argued with great eloquence over the course of decades that Italy would be united by its people. He was convinced that a popular insurrection driven by nationalist desire would overthrow the existing order, and that the outcome of this would be the creation of some sort of Italian republic. In this sense, Mazzini represents part of that liberal movement that one sees on the left. These views were also shared by Giuseppe Garibaldi, who tended to merge this kind of republican nationalism, romantic nationalism, with notions of radical democracy, and also with military prowess. Garibaldi was a man of action. He was, Mazzini one thinks of largely as the poet, the intellectual, though he put himself at the head of this Roman Republic as well. But Garibaldi was a man of action, not a theorist, a tremendously romantic figure. If you're familiar with the photographs of Garibaldi, he looks like what a 19th century revolutionary should look like. Not the late 19th century version, the sort of knife in the teeth, radical bomb throwing revolutionary, but the sort of liberal revolutionary of the early to mid 19th century. An imposing figure and a man of action, of military action, as well as very deeply held nationalist convictions. And then there was Camillo di Cavour. A A greater contrast could not be found, both in terms of intellectual orientation and physical appearance. Cavour was short. He tended to be somewhat heavy. He was balding, and he wore small wire-rimmed glasses that gave him a kind of owlish appearance as well. Not only that, he had grown up speaking French. He had to learn Italian as an adult. He was a real cosmopolitan, not a firebrand nationalist. He was often said was more familiar with England and France than he was with the south of Italy.